Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Cleansed Completely, was written by Adam R. Holes. Recently, my wife and I were cleaning our house before having guests over. I noticed some dark stains on our white kitchen tile floor, the kind that required getting on my knees to scrub. But I soon had a sinking realization. The more I scrubbed, the more I noticed other stains. Each stain I eliminated only made the others that much more obvious. Our kitchen floor suddenly seemed impossibly dirty, and with each moment, I realized, no matter how hard I work, I can never get this floor completely clean. Scripture says something similar about self-cleansing. Our best efforts at dealing with sin on our own always fall short. Seeming to despair of God's people, the Israelites, ever experiencing His salvation, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags." But Isaiah knew there is always hope through God's goodness. So he prayed, "You, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter." He knew that God alone can cleanse what we cannot, until the deepest stains are white as snow. We can't scrub away the smudges and smears of sin on our souls. Thankfully, we can receive salvation in the one whose sacrifice allows us to be cleansed completely. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 through 8. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." Let's pray. Father, help us to rest in your forgiveness instead of trying to earn what you've already freely given. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.